What's up, Rockstars? How's it going? So today I'm actually coming to you almost live. I'm actually recording this right before I upload it for you guys, mainly because I'm a little behind, you know how that is, but also just because, you know, these are really easy to do, so I just kind of have to edit the audio and upload it. I don't have to do any video editing or anything crazy like that. That's where a lot of the stuff comes from, or multiple audio sources like music plus this, that sort of stuff adds to it. Anyway, I'm coming to you during the day, which means my kids are awake. So if you hear anything in the background, just pretend you don't as best you can. That's what I do, right? Just pretend. Sometimes I feel like my kids are playing circus, not, you know, house. You know how like a lot of kids will play house and, you know, oh, you'll be the dad and I'll be the kid. And I think they all just practice being chimpanzees. I think that's what they tend to do. They can get pretty loud. But anyway, I wanted to chat with you guys real quick. I'm actually doing, so I would have just done this audio version like I've been doing, but I actually have a text version of this update as well. So if you want to follow the link I'm going to mention, or if you have any questions or anything like that, you can always look there as well. I'll probably say more here than in there just because it's easier just to, you know, talk with you guys versus, you know, write everything out almost like a script, right? Because that's gross. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about two different things. The new annual Patreon savings, and then also me sending out minis and board games to you guys. So I'll go on and do the annual Patreon savings things first, and then we'll end on sending out some good stuff to you guys. So let's go in that order. So for the annual Patreon subscription thing, Patreon every now and then updates and actually improves their platform. It's not very often, but they don't really have any major competition yet. Maybe YouTube membership will grow, though like that is specific for YouTube. And obviously there's a lot of like music artists and all sorts of other people here, you know, web comics and all sorts of stuff. A lot of podcasts on Patreon. So Patreon definitely has a bigger scope than that. But suffice it to say, they added a feature that allows you guys to be able to pay a whole year's worth of whatever tier you're at, as opposed, and then just get, you know, that charged every year versus every single month. Now, that's nice and all, and I actually personally, and I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I hate monthly subscriptions. If I can avoid it and pay annually, I do. I do for DC Universe, the kind of like the web comic and video app. I'll probably have to go to HBO Max for that soon. But anyway, so I do it for that. I do it for Amazon. I do it for all the kind of stuff, any MMO I ever play. And a lot of that's because I feel like I need to like use the service a whole bunch to justify it. Because I always in my head realize if I don't. So if I'm playing an MMO and then I take a break and then I look back and I realize I didn't play it at all July. Well, I paid for July, right? And so that it, like irks me. Like I feel like I have to. When I was in the DC Universe thing, and if I wasn't reading a comic or several comics, well, then I would like get upset. It's like, I paid for nothing. But if I pay yearly, then I tend to just be like, well, I'll use it throughout the year and it'll be fine. And so that's a lot of times why I do it. That and I just prefer to pay it and be done. And I have to worry about making sure that all this stuff is there and it's all coming out on different days throughout the month. And for me, it's just a personal annoyance. I don't know how it is for you guys, but they added another thing that I thought was, and this is really what made me kind of flip the switch and turn this on, because I was able to not do this if I like needed it every single month or something like that. But anyway, it was that I could provide a savings. So I went ahead and put a 5% savings on the annual as well, just so that if you are doing that kind of lump sum, I get that that's a little big. And so, you know, maybe that'll help a little bit. And it actually ends up being a pretty good amount depending on, you know, how much you do. If you're just at the dollar level, it's $12 a year, right? And so it's not like it's a whole bunch. And I think you save like 60 cents or something like that. I guess it's like over half of a month for free, essentially, is what it tends to end up looking like you save there. But it's something that I was able to do that I was happy to do, and I think that's kind of awesome. But anyway, if you want to do that, and again, there's no pressure, of course, it's just if it makes sense for you, then, you know, by all means, you actually can change it even while you're pledged. I have a link in, this is that link I was talking about, in this update you can click on, and it'll kind of instruct you on how to do that, and then you'll just get paid, you know, like, or you'll just, you know, get billed yearly or whatever for whatever it is. Which, again, I think it's kind of nice because you can do kind of a one-and-done thing. But it only makes sense for everybody. I know it would only make sense for me in certain situations as well. But it's there if you want it, and there is a little bit of savings involved there too. So if you think you're going to do it anyway, or if you want to support there, then that's fine. Now, I will say from my side of it, and, you know, I kind of debated around this a lot. I'm like, okay, well, do I want this or do I not? And ultimately, I did it because I think it's convenient for people who want to take advantage of it. And in fact, one of the new patrons, welcome, by the way, there's a lot of you guys that are new, but one of you guys have already done the annual. So, like, obviously, it's helpful for some people to do that, which is, again, I think why I did it. But once I saw that you could do a savings, I'm like, well, that's just an obvious benefit, right? I can shave a little bit off and people can, you know, kind of benefit from it in multiple ways. And I think that's awesome. From my side of things, it does help too, right? Because it's like I've been trying to save up for a camera, right? Because the cameras I'm looking at now, and I haven't decided on which one exactly yet. And when I say camera, I really mean like a video camera, right? One that's not going to have so much noise in it. One that has, a better, you know, focal range and all this kind of stuff, right? This it can record more than 24 minutes of video at a time. An actual like four video camera. But they can be a bit pricey, right? And when we're talking like at a bare minimum, $1,000, right? And so it just kind of goes up from there. So, saving up over time is great. But if a few people, you know, are like, hey, it'd be convenient just to get billed yearly and then I'll just sign up yearly and then I get that money earlier, well, that means I can upgrade earlier, which means my content improves earlier, which is, I think, just awesome, right? I can go ahead and start getting, you know, like a handheld mic or something like that. And I can just invest a lot easier, which is kind of nice because, you know, I kind of take this money and I put it towards stuff. And that's great and all. And in fact, the way I see it is not everybody's going to sign up for that. So I'll still get kind of the monthly stuff, which helps a lot with more like the KSs and stuff like that as those kind of come in. Because you can't like know ahead of time exactly what's coming up, right? Even I can't do that. But anyway, it seemed like there was benefit everywhere. So I went ahead and enabled that. So if you want to, again, there is a link where you can. It looks very easy. It's just a couple steps for you guys. So anyway, that's there. Let's go ahead and stop talking about that junk and talk about minis and board games and doing all that fun stuff. And you know what? I think fun stuff is exactly what I'd call it, just because I'm so happy to finally have these boxes all packaged up and ready to go. Now, I still haven't shipped them out yet. I know I haven't made a trip to the post office, but it's there. So my random number generator that I use has picked three people who are getting board games. Which is awesome. I think that's so cool that I get to celebrate with you guys. And just kind of, any excuse I can to give back to, you know, some of you and just kind of celebrate this board gaming and this community and stuff. I am all for it. Now in there, I've also put in the Tainted Grail Feel, Hips miniature. That's, not even out yet. That's part of Wave 2. So you'd have it before everybody else. And you have a better version than anybody else by far. The base is actually completely different. It's a very unique item that's not going to be ever made again. I'm happy to be able to provide it. Archon provided like 50 of them or something like that. So I can send out quite a few. Anyway, that's going to be in there. Additionally, I'm sending out just a few of those to other people as well. So I'll just pick some people and we'll ship that out. I got the little shipping container for them so I can ship them safely. So it's great. It really is. It's nice to be able to send that stuff out. I'm excited to see you guys receive it. Once I send those out, I'm actually going to be starting a painting of her soon, just so that we can almost all paint her together, right? So I'll have a video out and be like, hey, I know you guys don't have this yet, but some of my patrons do, because I'm able to, you know, give some benefit to them, and I think that's great, so they can get stuff before even, you know, the common people there, hence like some of these prototypes and stuff too that I'm sending out. Anyway, I got some Storm Sunder minis as well, and I figured, well, what the heck, I'll go ahead and send that out. Now, I was going to send both out, because there's two miniatures there that I was going to send. However, it comes in a very nice box. It just feels kind of collector-ish, so I want to send the whole box out. So one of you guys are going to get two Storm Sunder minis with, like, a magnetic kind of opening box with kind of a, you know, a fancy shiny logo on it, and is some like kind of cool, you know, character cards there. And anyway, it just it should be something nice that you guys can get that I can send out. So I'm happy to do it. That's really it. It's kind of a short update. I'm really just letting you guys know that, hey, I'm sending some stuff out. So a lot of you will be seeing some packages coming from me, and that there's another option for you on Patreon if you so choose, if you think that's a good fit for you. And really, that's it. I guess the only thing else I could say is that I am editing, right? I'm kind of in editing hell right now, but I'm working on it. to get that Sengokushin video out. So it does take a lot, but I'll be doing that here right after work, really, is kind of when I'm going to start doing that. So anyway, that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about. Obviously, I'll talk again here soon. It's just been a couple days. I'm trying to do these more often for you guys, so they're going to be a little bit shorter because I'm not like gathering a whole bunch of info. But I thought this was important. I wanted to put this out before the next month so that if you choose to do it, that you can do it and like get that whole month kind of thing, right? As opposed to like just paying for the next month and then doing the annual and then having to have it start the month after. That's almost like a double charge, and I would like to avoid that. So if you do actually want to do the annual thing, I'd probably suggest looking into it like now, like today, as opposed to in the next month, because you're going to be paying for that month anyway. And so it's like, well, I may as well just include that in the annual thing and just start it now. So anyway, that's it. That's all I have. Apparently I can't speak anymore, so I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. You guys have a freaking awesome rest of your day, and I should be seeing you guys again really soon in the Sengokushin video, and then of course a Patreon update either later this week or the next. All right, guys, take care.